was, I get goosebumps thinking about it. It was a very moving experience, much more than I had anticipated. The presence of the Holy Father was so pacifying. There was a sweet peace that was palpable. And there was lots of enthusiasm, but it was very respectful, I found. It wasn't over the top. There were, you know, moments where the crowd sort of erupted, but it was very harmonious. It's very difficult to explain. It was just really quite beautiful. There was lots of beautiful music that prepared his arrival, and then he came into this new Nationals Stadium, which is an exquisite structure, and the Pope Mobile made its way all the way around, and it was just beautiful to see the connection was so simple between the Holy Father and lots of young people as he drove around. And the Mass was unbelievably prayerful, beautifully orchestrated, very balanced in terms of music. Everything was just beautiful. And the Holy Father's homily, which he wrote on the theme of Christ our hope, very, very simple, but all about encountering Jesus, Jesus being our hope, and Jesus filling us with his Holy Spirit who brings us to life and gives us the joy of God. It was really an amazing, amazing experience. And of course, those of us who went brought the rest of you with us. So let's continue to pray that the rest of his stay in our country might really be a source of blessing. I don't know if you saw the headlines. It was not announced in his itinerary. He met this afternoon with six persons who were victims of abuse, and met with them as a group, and then met with them individually. And hopefully that will bring greater healing. So it was something that was not announced beforehand.
Was that at Catholic University?
I'm not sure where it occurred. No, I think it was at the Nunciature, however you pronounce that. Anyhow, shall we close with a prayer?